The African Queen by C.S. Forrester, read by Michael Kitchen. Chapter 1. Although she herself was ill enough to justify being in bed, had she been a person weak-minded enough to give up, Rose Sayer could see that her brother, the Reverend Samuel Sayer, was far more ill. He was very, very weak indeed. And when he knelt to offer up the evening prayer, the movement was more like an involuntary collapse than a purposed gesture, and the hands which he raised trembled violently. Rose could see, in the moment before she devoutly closed her eyes, how thin and transparent those hands were, and how the bones of the wrists could be seen with almost the definition of a skeleton's. The damp heat of the African forest seemed to be intensified with the coming of the night, which closed in upon them while they prayed. The hands which Rose clasped together were wet as though dipped in water, and she could feel the streams of sweat running down beneath her clothes as she knelt and forming two little pools at the backs of her bent knees. It was this sensation which helped most to reconcile Rose's conscience to the absence, in this her approaching middle age, of her corset, a garment without which, so she had always been taught, no woman of the age of 14 and upwards ever appeared in public. A corset, in fact, was quite an impossibility in Central Africa. Although Rose had resolutely put aside, as promptings of the evil one, all the thoughts she had occasionally found forming in her mind of wearing no underclothing at all beneath her white drill frock. Under the stress of this wet heat, that notion even returned at this solemn moment of prayer, but Rose spurned it away and bent her mind once more with anguished intensity.